this is a kind of, you know, what, how the GLDs are formed, you know. Basically, the first point is all members have to be active enough, you know, to assume the role of leadership, actually. All members have to be active. It is not that in case of SAG it happens 3-4 people are active and remaining become passive. No. Here we have to ensure that all members of the group are active, because here the number is small, actually. Here the number is from 4 to 10. Normal, my understanding is in the field it is about 6 to 8 people are there maximum, which the groups work, actually. Now, these groups should have a regular meeting, actually. As we have seen in the SAGs, you know, those 7 hours, if you remember, this 1 hour was they should have a regular meeting. Because these regular meetings help them to create a social capital, or we call it a networking, or that social capital which is created helps them to repay the loans which they have taken from the banking system. They have to, once they come together in the meeting, they also discuss the issues of mutual interest. That is very important, you know. This is the kind of informal training which these people get it, you know, when they join the group, actually. The principles of self-help and the group, you know, group strength, that is what is important as far as this mechanism is concerned. You know. This is what I said. Group cohesion has to be there, you know. The group has to be of like-minded people. The group has to be, have to have consensus. They should not kind of, you know, quarrels among the members, because if that happens, these groups do not sustain, you know. Adequate emphasis is placed on the roles and expectations and the functions of the group members, you know, because they should know what for they are coming together, what is their, what is that is expected out of them, how they are liable for repaying these loans in case some defaults take place, what is the benefit of joining the groups. All these things are important when we go for formation of the joint liability groups, you know. Basically, these are these very important, you know. I started with something on agriculture and I said that we want to follow a credit plus approach. Throughout this course, you'll realize this word, that credit is a necessity but not a sufficient condition. Credit is a necessity but not a sufficient condition. In the sense, I require along with credit something more. What I require? I require technology. I require marketing linkage. I require information. I require some kind of, you know, advice for undertaking the crop. For example, here I have written, these guys, these groups help them for what? As a conduit for technology transfer, one, for access to market information, for training, for dissemination of information, for going for activities like soil testing and applying the fertilizers according to the soil test. You know. Assessing the input requirement. Even these people come together, they form their group and see that they buy the fertilizer in a group so that they can bargain also for the rate or the commission. That is what happens. And these are the kind of advantages which come up when we go for a joint liability groups and their promotion, you know. Basically, I said that this is very important, you know. We shall have a kind of caselet. I'm putting a caselet, a small part of the case. Maybe in the 8th chapter, we shall see how the farm JLGs are working, you know. Maybe the JLGs could be for pulses, would be for vegetables, maybe for fruits, or even for goat rearing. We have a caselet at the end of this, you know, chapter, which 8th chapter we shall have, something, you know, where the goat farming was promoted through the joint liability groups. You know. Those groups emerge from the SAGs. This is only a kind of, you know, background which we have to remember when we go into the 8th chapter, you know. What the point was making was, these are very activity specific, you know, specific activities being pursued by the particular group, actually. Basically, these are the, you know, these are in the clusters in a particular, maybe in a group of village or in a village, these people come together. They have a kind of, you know, even they can federate at a later stage and they can promote even a FPO. That's what it happens. And when I talk the value chain, this is going to happen. Basically, that goat farming, the case is very interesting. We shall see definitely in the 8th chapter. But at this moment, it is enough that this enables me to have the economies of scale. In what? In procurement, processing, and marketing of the produce. Please remember, these are very important to be remembered when you go into the 8th chapter, that I get an advantage of economies of scale for procuring the inputs, for kind of processing if I'm undertaking, maybe marketing my produce. The JLGs, they basically, they are expected to build empathy, you know, understanding. Kind of responsive mechanism, responsive lending mechanism is being created through these kind of groups, you know. Responsive in the sense, you know, I should take the loan, but I'd be understanding that I have to repay the loan ultimately, you know. It is not that it defaults, because if the one fellow defaults, the group gets affected, you know. So ultimately, I link these groups. They interact with each other. They have a interdependency between the members, actually. This is very important, you know. There is a trust. The trust kind of, there is a mutual respect. There is the understanding that the debts have to be repaid as a group. Ultimately, they are liable to repay the loans. Even if one fellow defaults, the others have to come to the rescue and see that the loan is cleared enough. The JLG members are encouraged. Please remember, I said one very important sentence. The savings are optional here. Savings are not mandatory. But I have to encourage saving, because it is ultimately, because as their income go up, ultimately I'm expecting them to get credit. I'm expecting them to get technology. I'm expecting them to get kind of combined inputs. I expect a better marketing. I expect a better information. With all this, what is going to happen is my income levels are going to increase. You know, my, in the sense, farmers' income levels are going to increase. The moment income levels are increased, I should also promote a savings culture among themselves. I have to ensure that the savings are plowed back and they go into the investment route ultimately. Because it is the capital formation, capital investments which happen, which ultimately lead to the growth of the individuals as well as the economy. You know. Basically, here the savings are, the credit is not linked to the savings. That is pakka. But the savings are encouraged. Ultimately, the savings have to be there, because then only they can survive. The savings help them to act as a cushion, actually. In case of difficult times, the savings come to the rescue, actually. This sort of an insurance cover, I'm putting it. Savings are very important to face the challenges, like what we had in the COVID, you know. Something like that, if that happens, the savings are to fall back in case of need, you know. How the appraisal takes place, that's very important, you know. Banks conduct a thorough credit appraisal. In case of SHG, I told you the appraisal is actually outsourced to the group, actually, outsourced to SHG. But in case of joint liability groups, the appraisal is undertaken by the bank, actually. Why? They want to avoid the overfinancing. They want to avoid the underfinancing. You know? They want to give the loans which are jointly required by the group, so that the loans with the interest, they come back to the banking system at the end of the season, you know. Basically, the credit is flexible here. It's a flexible credit product. Depending upon the needs of the group, the credit is provided. Basically, what happens is, maybe the credit may be required for crop production, may be required for marketing, may be required for investment, may be required for agriculture, or may be required for allied activities, or even for non-farm sector activities, you know. As we have seen earlier, you know, the farmers have the agriculture activities, they have allied activities, and even they pursue the non-farm sector activities, which are common with them. So whatever activities they want to pursue, we have to take care of their needs, so that credit needs for all these economic activities are fulfilled. They are not over-financed or they are not under-financed. If that is the story, we have to emphasize that the appraisal has to be undertaken by the bank on a sound footing. All the norms which are there for the kind of, you know, all the norms for rate of interest, margin, security, documentation, crop insurance, all these have to be followed by the bank as per the regular norms. I will not like to go into much details here, but it is enough to say at this juncture that the banks have to ensure, the borrowers have to ensure that all the requirements are fulfilled as per the. Because each bank will prescribe something, like some money has to come from their own source, which is called as the margin money. Something they, some documents have to, as I said, the most important document will be the joint agreement, that the loans are individually and jointly they are liable to repay. That kind of documentation have to take place, you know. They have to go for a crop insurance, so that in case of a crop failure, the insurance will help these guys to meet the exigency or to meet the uncertainty which may arise, you know. Maybe even the personal insurance is being promoted through this kind of mechanism, because ultimately it's an individual risk which is there, which is minimized through the insurance mechanism. What is the monitoring mechanism? I told you, in case of SHG, the monitoring function is undertaken by the group itself. But in case of JLG, the peer pressure is there. That's perfectly. But the loan utilization and timely repayment is taking place because of the peer pressure. That's what we have to remember, which is a common thing between the SHG and JLG. The peer pressure helps the banks to get the loan back, you know. And this is what is the legal agreement, you know. The bank may hold all members liable in case of default, you know. This I told you, individually and jointly they're liable. So this is another way to put the sentence, actually, the thing we are in, you know. The banks and the loan officers are expected to maintain a continuous relationship between the clients. This is very important as far as these groups are concerned. The banks have to maintain a close contact and relationship with the GLG leader and members. What for? Ultimately, we want that they should be a good customers for the banks actually. In the long run, we expect these joint liability group members to become the individual customers of the banking system. With the passage of time, they will move from a group to an individual loans and they will get a credit support from the bank on their own. This is what is to require. Basically, this kind of, you know, one has to ensure that there is a good credit history. As I explained to you earlier also, maybe the CIBIL score comes into picture. So these people, if they are having defaults, the CIBIL score of the members gets affected. And these groups, very important for the banks, it helps them to reduce the cost of operations actually. Or I call them more of an operational cost or more of a transaction cost for the banks is reduced because there is a group, the group is financed and this enables the group, it is easy for the banks to go for appraisal, it is good for the banks to go for monitoring, and this is possible through a group mechanism. So banks prefer a financing through the groups because of three, four things. One, it reduces the transaction cost in terms of the appraisal, in terms of the monitoring cost goes down. Second, the recovery is better because there is a peer pressure among the group members. And third thing is the bank create a kind of very valuable customers in the long run who are more reliable customers for the banks. These things happen through the joint liability groups. This is the progress of joint liability groups which has happened with the passage of time. You can see the kind of, you know, the last sentence, a last column. Look to the slide and the last column, compound annual growth rate. See the growth at which these groups are moving, you know. Maybe I'm putting 50% per annum is the growth, very high growth, you know. This concept is picking up now. The high growth is one of the reasons is this is because the base is relatively low. So it is moving at a very fast pace with the passage of time. And one important thing I must tell you at this stage is, with the passage of time, the regional disparities between the southern states and the eastern states is reduced. That's a happy news for us. One, they are growing at a faster pace, maybe around, as I said, maybe around 50% per annum these groups are growing in terms of number of groups, in terms of amounts of loans, in terms of spatial disparities or disparities between the states, the disparities are declining, and these are the happy things for us as far as this program is concerned. This is what I wanted to show you. I made a statement that with the passage of time, the disparities in the GLG numbers and the loan disbursed have come down. For example, 31st March 2021, highest number of GLGs were in the eastern states, something like 43 lakh groups were promoted in eastern state. It was closely followed by the southern states, which are about 39.3 lakh. But look at 2022 picture. Highest number of GLGs came back to southern state, which is 58.7, which was followed by 57.2 lakhs in the eastern state. The simple point which is made here is the disparities are getting reduced. If I remember correctly, in SAG we said a larger credit flow and a larger number of SAGs are in the southern states. Here, you are seeing a very close kind of, you know, contest between the southern states and the eastern states as far as the number of groups are concerned. You know. Something like what I was referring in earlier session was, what happens to the average loan per group, or I call them a credit deepening, you know, it's about 2 lakhs of rupees, you know. In case of, you know, SAGs also, we had similar figure, but please remember, there the membership size was about up to 20. Here my size is up to 10 only. Most of the cases, the size is 4 to 6, or maximum it goes up to 8, but normal size could be 6. So for 6 people, 2 lakhs is a figure. When you talk of SAG, you have to remember, because there is about 2 lakh rupees when you talk, that is getting for 20 people. Here it is 6 people, or about that, these guys get about 2 lakhs. In the eastern states, I'm realizing the group loan is about 5 lakhs. Very high figure, you know. Now, this is what you have to understand, that with the passage of time, this program is moving in favor of the eastern states, you know, where I have a large number of small farmers, I have the marginal farmers, I have the tenants, I have the overall leases. But so, therefore, this is a good news for us that the eastern states, this program is picking up. One of the reasons could be the state governments are supportive as far as this program is concerned. And that is one of the reasons we are seeing that the disparities between the states is getting reduced with the passage of time. That's a happy news for us. I told you that there is a, this institution is coming very often, you know, but this is a kind of pioneering, you know, the 2004-05, this NABARD started the joint liability groups and their linkage with the banking system. Idea was very simple. They wanted to boost the credit to whom? To small farmers, for marginal farmers, or what we call it, the weaker sections of the community. We wanted to give more credit to this, you know. NABARD refinances these groups. Refinance is something the banks actually lend to the groups. They come back to NABARD, and against that claim, they get concessional loans from NABARD actually. That's a refinance. Concessional loan which is provided to the banking system against the loans which are already disbursed by the banks is called as refinance. Let me repeat it. These are the refinance is something, the support which is extended by NABARD to the banking system for the loans which are already extended by them under this program. They come back and maybe 95% of that amount gets back to the banking system at a concessional rate. What the NABARD does, besides refinance, it also gives a policy support. It also gives a training support. Capacity building of the banking system is very important, you know, because unless the bank staff is trained for undertaking these type of activities, the activities will not flourish, you know. NABARD even undertakes a kind of research or the studies on JLGs and whatever the kind of problems are there, they are addressed so that the larger credit flows through the JLGs, you know. Create awareness. That is one of the very important things, that only schemes are not important. You have to create awareness. You have to create the orientation among the banking staff. You have to see that the programs ultimately reach to the last mile, you know, last fellow in the village. He should know that these type of schemes are there, which are meant for them. They can get the support from the banking system, even without physical collaterals. That is very important, you have to understand. These are quite, you know, relatively, I'll put it, they're cheaper credit, you know. But only thing is awareness is important for the people to know that these are the schemes which are available. The NABARD provides a grant support because these groups have to be promoted. Somebody has to bail the cat. NABARD comes to the rescue and says, okay, they will provide a support about 4,000 rupees per JLG. Earlier, this figure was 2,000 per group. Now, the figure has gone up to 4,000 rupees per group. This change was made because sometimes if you are reading the literature, you have to understand between 2020 and 2021, this amount was raised from 2,000 per group to 4,000 per group is provided as a grant support for promoting the joint liability groups. So this is a kind of, you know, support which comes. One, refinance. Second, capacity building. Third, grant support for promoting these groups. Fourth, policy orientation. All that support comes, of course, the policy support comes in collaboration with Reserve Bank of India's support also, because the commercial banks get the guidelines for all these groups from the Reserve Bank. So therefore, the consultation between NABARD and RBI and then ultimately issuing the circulars take place, and these programs is getting, you know, positive side. The new concept has emerged between in NABARD, because NABARD wanted to promote this, you know. So what they said is, why not to have a kind of collaboration between whom? Between the RRBs and NABARD, so that more JLGs are promoted. So they have entered into an agreement between memorandum of understandings have been developed, what we call MOUs, with the RRBs. 59 RRBs have an MOU with NABARD for promoting the JLGs, you know. Commercial banks, 24, state cooperative banks and DCCBs, about 8, have entered into an agreement with NABARD to increase the credit flow to the small farmers, marginal farmers, tenants. Recent addition is something, you know, which is very important, is NAPFINS, which is a subsidiary of NABARD, has joined the stream for promoting the joint liability groups, you know. Since 2015, this is happening in maybe in the southern states, so quite picking up well. But we have to promote more in the, you know, kind of eastern states where this movement is required. So the NABFINS comes into the picture and undertakes the kind of JLG promotion. This is what was point was made when I showed you the first slide, because you must be wondering that stage, why did I show you agriculture transformation from production to income, income to nutrition, nutrition to welfare of a farmer, post-harvest management, all those things we talked. Because there is a linkage between the finance and the real sectors of the economy. What I say, credit is a necessity. This is a repeat statement, but that has to be registered in your mind, that if we want to increase the agriculture production, we require a credit, but we require a credit plus. Credit to be supported through skills building, maybe through location-specific research. We require a dissemination of information to the farmers, you know. Because therefore that credit plus comes into picture. We don't require only credit, we require skills, we require research. Research has to be more location specific. Maybe we require a dissemination of knowledge which is developed by the research institutions or by the agriculture universities. That knowledge flows back to the farmers ultimately, and this happens along with credit. That is very important. The concept basically, you know, as I said, you know, this gives me the linkages between the real sector in the sense, maybe I'm talking about a real which is associated with the production sector. Maybe the crop production, maybe the milk production, maybe the fish production, maybe something like wool production. All that I'm trying to, if I want to increase the production of these commodities, I require a support from banking system in terms of what? In terms of credit. But mere credit doesn't solve my problem. What I want is, I want access to the credit. That's why the A comes into picture. Access to credit is very important. I require extension advice, because the farmer requires a cultivation guidance also. You know, he requires a guidance for scientifically undertaking the crops or scientifically rearing the animals actually. This is very important. You know? Rearing, he knows it. What he requires is the scientific rearing of the animals or scientific undertaking the cultivation. Third, he requires a market opportunities to realize that he gets a better price for the agriculture output. Further, what is important, pooling of labor, common infrastructure, joint marketing. If we want to undertake this, we require a credit plus benefits. And that is very important if we want to raise the incomes of the farmers or the incomes of those hitherto farmers who do not have access to the traditional banking system. This is the kind of estimate I wanted to share with you, because I made a statement very often right from the beginning I'm making it, or the first slide was giving you something on agriculture. Here I'm making a statement that if I increase the credit flow by 1%, my agricultural GDP goes by 0.22%. This is very important. My 1% increase in the credit flow increases the agricultural output or GDP in agriculture by 0.22, or what we call the 22 basis points. 0.22 means 22 basis point. 1% credit, 0.22% increase in the agriculture GDP, or 22 basis points the agriculture GDP increases. Now there is a positive relationship. This positive relationship, I repeatedly said, is not only through credit, but I require through credit plus, and that is very important. Maybe we require a little more studies now, what happens to the interest subvention and what is its impact on credit flow as well as on the agriculture GDP. That's the kind of research areas we are opening up slowly. Once you are in pursuing a sector, you must get into this time, what are the prospects for undertaking future research or pursuing the future assignments. This is the promise I made you, that we have a case study of Kerala, you know, which is very important. The GLGs are basically the activity specific. That is what the first sentence I've said. In Kerala, when we studied this, the paddy cultivation was a major activity for which the GLG was formed. What happened was, these members were curled out from the matured SAGs. Please remember, matured in the sense the groups which are 3 years old or 3 years plus old, you know. Now those members, I said, all members will not grow at same pace, you know. Some members grow faster, and therefore the members who are more aspiring came out of the group. The members of SAG and GLG, GLG members were also the SAG members. They continued that relationship. They did not leave the SAG. Please remember this, very important, you know. That second point, the second bullet I said, they continued with the members of SAG, you know. Basically, the NGO came into picture and helped these pursuing these activities, pursuing these people to come out of the matured SAGs, form their own group, get linked to the banking system, and they have a kind of relationship between the government to solve their problems also. This was a typical group which came up in the kind of low-lying areas. So they wanted some support in terms of marketing. They wanted some support for production activities. All the support came from the kind of, you know, the NGO did support, because the NGO had a good liaison with the government, actually. That's how it worked, actually. So we require a promoting institution. That is very important, you have to remember. And these promoting institutions, I said earlier also, they get about 4,000 rupees from NABARD for promoting these groups. Financial support is not important. What is important is to see that these people ultimately get associated with the real sector activities and they progress. This is something, you know, let me put the last part of this session. What is the perspective? What is that I'm expecting to happen, you know? We have to promote the more SAGs, you know. Where? Maybe I have to promote more SHGs in eastern states. We have a dominance of kind of, you know, small farmers, marginal farmers, tenants, and other things, you know. I have to also see that my regional disparities are reduced. I have to see the areas where the cooperatives are a little weak. Can I promote this type of JLG group so that these people get access to the credit? That's a consideration with which I have to move. So I said that if I want to reduce the regional disparities, if I want to address the issue of poor or a weak cooperatives in a particular state, can I promote the joint liability groups? The answer is yes. That is what I should do first. Reduce the regional disparity. Something is going to happen. The JLG members could be trained actually in adoption of what? Adoption of new technology. Maybe I said credit plus. That's what repeatedly we have used this word enough for this moment. You know, what we require is they will require a support for organic. Now this is a new area which is emerging. We have to go for promoting the groups which aim at organic farming so that these people get access to the credit and they produce the output which is required by the community now. Because a large number of people now prefer organic products, you know. Now that can also be pursued through the joint liability groups, you know, because possibly they are more profitable for them. What the next point I'm making is, now can I think of, you know, JLGs, can I, MIS, can I improve my MIS? How? Can I promote e-bookkeeping I promoted in SAG? Can I promote something like digitalization of joint liability groups on the lines of SAGs? Possibility need to be explored. I'm saying it is possible, but we have to work on that line. So what we are saying is, can I promote the organic farming groups? Yes, that's what one can do. The another thing is, can I improve my MIS, management information system, which can be on the e-bookkeeping lines, you know, which can be on the laptops or through palm tops? Can I digitize the data of the JLGs so that I get a kind of, you know, better decisions by the banking system also? And this is what is going to happen is, you know, can I conduct more workshops? Because the field level functionaries of the banking system, they have to be aware of this concept actually. They have to be more proactive for promoting these groups and linking them with the banking system. This is very important to know. There is one more idea which is coming to us is, can I promote the joint liability groups through the use of business correspondents? Now, I said earlier also that the SHG members can be the business correspondents. Through them, can I promote the JLGs? Now, that's the area we are thinking and it is working actually. Only thing is, we have to be a little more proactive in promoting this, you know. These are some references I thought I must share with you before we conclude for the day, actually. Thank you very much.